The following show contains material which most will find offensive, so go fuck yourself. Hey, everybody. Wow, what a week. What a 2 week period. 2 weeks gone by, no show. Lots of things been happening in the news. Wow. I'm going to open up lines tonight. I say that every show. I've got my fingers crossed about tonight because there's a certain demograph that I'm hoping tunes in and will certainly call in. Anyways, you are listening to Mr. E's Strange Visitors, and today is Wednesday, April 29th, 2015, and I'm Mr. E, and I'm a porn addict. Every time I listen to it. Doesn't it you, Dave?
Yeah, it's my fault for getting everybody turned on to Volbeat.
You are.
I'm such a bad musical influence.
You are the influence in our little neck of the woods when it comes to the stylings and rockings of Volbeat.
Mm-hmm.
What else have you turned us on to in our life here in the Pacific Northwest, Dave? What do you claim responsibility for? Come on, dig a little deeper.
Suicidal tendencies.
Besides music, Dave.
Oh, classic movies?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of some of the classics that I've turned into. Think about Glengarry Glen Ross. That was one I turned into a cult classic.
Coffee is for closers.
Yeah, put that coffee down. Coffee is
That's
for
right.
losers only.
That's right.
Yeah.
You see this watch? Fuck you. That's
yeah,
who I am.
Yeah, it costs more than your car.
That's right. Because it's fuck or walk. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah,
trying to think
totally
of what else. There's some other stuff that that you've kind of introduced the pack into. Yeah.
Trying to think of some other classic movies.
Movies. What else?
I'm trying to think of some.
Come on, Dave.
Porn. Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, all sorts of lesbian porn.
Yep. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
right.
In fact, you know, my porn preference, you know, Todd, has always been girl-on-girl or solo-girl porn.
Absolutely. Who needs the cock,
mm-hmm.
right, in the porn?
Yeah, unless the chick's got it's a dildo that the chick has.
Yeah.
It's used on her, yeah, that.
Yeah, of course. Well, we know what they're going to do with the dildo, Dave. Come on now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's Harvey Keitel with a sudden Bad Lieutenant. Show me how you suck a cock.
Right. That's right. Let's not do
yeah,
that.
I'm trying to remember. Were you the one that got us started on Bad Lieutenant, or was that Shane?
I don't know. I just remember making a spoof video for YouTube on that with the Elvis from Clay Fighter.
Yeah, blue suede goo. Yeah,
don't do it. Don't do it, Dave.
If you remember, I was the one that came up with that bit.
Yes, you were. See, I told you there was other stuff that you came up with. That is a merger between a movie and a funny that you came up with. Right?
Yeah.
Oh man. So last week, you guys, I was sick. I didn't pull the show until the very last minute. And it was just simply that I had some bullshit going on in my chest, and I couldn't talk for more than like 5 or 10 seconds without all of a sudden hacking up a lung. So that wouldn't have been fun to listen to. It would have been a struggle to do a show, so we skipped it. And there really wasn't that much going on week before last, anyways. But this week, shit. Wow, it's been a big news week. Now, Dave, I know you want to get to talking about Danica Patrick and the GoDaddy sponsorship, but my God, look at the shit that's going on around this country right now. Hold on, Dave.
Baltimore?
The what? Huh?
All the shit going down in Baltimore, as Jim Rome calls it, Crackmore or
STDmore.
Dude,
it is fucking Planet of the Apes in Baltimore right now.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. In fact, Baltimore Orioles, they have had a game scheduled, I think, for either tonight or tomorrow. They're going to play it, but the public's not invited on account of fear of rioting in Baltimore.
That's right. Yep. Yeah.
I started hearing about this morning.
Yeah, right. Yep. Now, it appears that some of the African-American community in Baltimore is actually fighting the apes themselves, too, right now.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that's been the big buzz for the day in the news has been that you know there's a famous photo that flies around in you know the internet circuit where you can see a row of cops with a row of normal looking African Americans standing in front of them with their arms folded and the whole context is that these are civilians that are protecting the police from, of course, the apes.
The militant ones.
No, giving those fucking animals that are tearing apart Baltimore the title of militant is an insult to any militant or militia or any organized.
I wouldn't say it's like the Black Panthers or anything like that.
No,
but,
fuck no, not even close. Not even close. These are the same fucking animals that it's like what any chance they get, any excuse they get to go basically just loot free shit out of stores. That's what they do. It doesn't matter what the cause. If there's enough of these fucks together. that, and one of them says, hey, let's go get a TV. They all go, it doesn't matter the cost. There is a decent a thread of reality behind the shootings that are going on. They're certainly making the news. There's been, fucking fortunately, there's been a couple instances where you can clearly see that some black person is being shot by a cop. I'm not talking about the kid in the gazebo in the park. Maybe we'll explore the details behind this fucker that died in custody that caused this Baltimore thing. Because this was I believe it's a situation where a black guy died in custody. Now the city's on fire. Because God forbid a black person died in custody. Yeah. You know, it's interesting, though, that these people, the rioters, again, I'm separating the apes from the normal people. Normal people have all sorts of skin colors. So this isn't a black thing. This is a nigga thing, though, no doubt about it. And I don't care what color skin you are. If you're gonna pound a fist about getting proper treatment from the police, and your alternate to that is to go loot and tear a city apart, well, you kind of lost my sympathy vote on that. It makes me want to go to war, is what it does. And I feel one coming, Dave. I really do. You don't get out of the house that much, and you live in pretty much white suburb America.
Yeah, I keep in contact with the news.
Right, but what I'm saying is that you're not walking out your front door of Northeast Portland and heading down to
local. No, I'm not in deep North Africa, as my late brother Steve would have called
Northeast
Portland.
You don't have to walk down. You don't have to walk down a Northeast Portland street to go to 7-Eleven to get yourself a super big gulp and worry about being literally pulled apart like a fucking zombie apocalypse on the way home. Mm-hmm. You know, these mobs frighten me. They really do. And there's going to be some killing going on. I mark my words, it's going to happen. It is going to fucking happen. You know, they try this shit in the deep south, and it's not going to go well at all. Or they're going to need to keep it black on black. But there's just so many facets of this that I want to get into tonight. Like the mayor of Baltimore. And what she clearly said in a press release, she clearly said, and I'll play the clip later, that law enforcement was giving the rioters space to destroy shit if they wanted to. Now, I haven't memorized the quote, but it was something along those lines. And I'll play the clip, and you can hear for your own words on that. And then I'll show you several reports that she's fucking denied saying that. Now, this is, of course, an African-American mayor. And I'll give you her name in a little bit. But, I want to go ahead and let some friends know that we're on the air and invite people to call in. Of course, if you want to call in, the number is 646-200-4079. I have not launched a chat room for tonight's program. Here's the thing. I'm kind of skipping it for the night, I think.
No problem.
Yeah, you can all go to Mr. E's Strange Visitors, the page on Facebook, and write whatever you want.
I shut off my computer right now and just talk to you on the phone. That's cool.
Shit, that's fine by me. I don't see where it would make any difference at all. Well, probably, you know what, Dave? I bet you we have a better discussion tonight because of it. Another thing is I don't want Bill Fagner and his fag crew coming over and trolling the show.
Yeah,
in the
we
chat
don't need
room.
The trolls infiltrating.
Debbie Daly's fanboys showing up again to, try to talk over me and ruin a show, much in the way daytime TV people
like
do.
Like the Jerry Springer Show.
The Jerry Springer Show or any audio clip that you could possibly get out of Baltimore right now would probably be the same thing.
Yeah, just imagine what Geraldo Rivera is talking about.
What do you think he would be talking about? Do you think
from what I heard, somebody put him in his place during when he was doing some interview during the riots in Baltimore.
Really? Okay, so I don't know anything about this. Now, see, Dave, this is another example.
I briefly saw something on Facebook about it.
See, now, Dave, I know, but this was something worthy of talking about tonight. You should have saved the link and brought it so you could share it with the world tonight so that we can discuss it. Now, I mean, I would have to do a Google search. So we'll see what's happening.
Yeah,
now, I'm looking at
my
private. What's that? Oh, your computer just shut down, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so a lot of you know my private Facebook account. I'm going to leave that open on this computer. I want to log in to Mr. E Strange Visitor so I can chat with you guys. We'll just run it there. If it becomes a problem, I'll go ahead and open up a chat room. But again, I just thought we would talk a little bit tonight.
Yeah,
man,
we might as well just talk right now.
It's been all week long with this Baltimore shit, and I'm just so fucking sick of it. I really am. I'm afraid for normal people in these mobs. I really am. And I think it's going to take some killing. I really do. I think what's going to have to happen is that these fucking animals are gonna have to, do something drastic.
Or extremely stupid.
Well, they're already extremely stupid. I'm just talking about, I don't know what. What it would be something that was a quick grab, so these people aren't organized enough to hijack a couple flights and take down some towers. It's not that kind of terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
This is no doubt about it, domestic terrorism. I don't care how the FBI is going to classify this or how people are going to try to keep this little politically correct classification together. Because these are Americans. Make no mistake about it. These are fucking born in America Americans acting like fucking animals. There's no doubt about it. And so it is America. That's who we are.
Yeah,
I did it.
We're going to have to call out Team America World Police for this.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I feel sorry for normal black Americans right now. And I certainly feel sorry for any white people stuck in the middle of these mobs, because it's like this tinderbox that's just waiting for a spark.
Powder keg almost.
Exactly. And I mean, we saw it happen when Reginald Denny years ago was pulled out of his dump truck and battered in the head with a brick because of fucking Rodney King in L.A.
Exactly.
You remember that?
Yeah,
he was minding
that.
His own business, just minding his own business, and a mob pulled him out of the car, out of his, I don't know if it was a dump truck or a cement truck or something. He was working.
Or a van or something. I can't remember exactly.
Most of those people don't understand working anyways.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm willing to bet.
But of course, a lot of people, of course, you got to think about how many big corporations shipping their jobs overseas for cheaper labor while, the corporate heads getting, reaping in the profits from the cheap labor from overseas as well.
Yeah. It makes you want to start a company and ship it overseas, doesn't it?
No.
No.
Keep everything America made here.
Yeah. America made by the minimum wage Mexicans?
No.
Oh, so the Mexicans can't work here, but we're not going to ship it overseas, and then we won't hire any Mexicans.
The Mexicans can do other jobs,
but they don't.
Yeah, okay, as long as, Mexicans, as long as they're legal in the U.S.
They're
legal.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I can vouch that Spanish is the primary language spoken on America's factory floors. At the minimum wage level, at least on the east or the west coast and the southern, the border states.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed, amigo.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Damn straight.
Mm-hmm. I would probably hire the Mexicans. I certainly wouldn't mind it because they work their ass off.
Yeah.
They don't bitch. They don't piss. Yeah, they don't moan. They don't complain. They don't want special treatment. They don't want special rights. They don't want to not be called gay. They don't want to not be called, you know, curse words. They, you know, they don't buy it. But you know what? On top of this, of the Spanish being spoke on our factory floors is they're not politically correct at all. They're just saying it in Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Chick walks by. They're talking about her ass and wanting to fuck her in Spanish. But it's yes,
yeah.
Ma'am, no, ma'am in English.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I find that incredibly interesting. Don't you, Dave?
Oh, it reminds me of, you know, all the Vietnamese people that came over here to our shores 35 years ago. And so, you know, you think about, you know, all the Vietnamese people around, you know, you think about what they're saying behind your back, you know, about you, you know, in their own Vietnamese language.
Right. Hmm. Don't see that much of it. See lots of Hispanic, though. Wow, it's a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what the fuck,
yeah,
man? Bruce Jenner.
Sunday, though.
Bruce Jenner is a lesbian Republican. Did you watch the interview?
Yeah. I've been hearing about it. You know, he's going to get, you know, he's getting his sex change operation. You know,
mm-hmm.
when he's a woman, he's going to, you know, going to be strapping on.
Yep. He's going to continue to munch the carpet with his. His manufactured vagina, where his man junk used to be. Yeah. Well, good for him. I did watch the interview, and I got to say, it wasn't a bad one. And I guess I support Bruce Jenner, because I'm happy for him that he's doing this.
Yeah, you got to be true to yourself, you know, and that's his idea of being true
to
himself.
I guess. Of course, himself includes a penis, but he wants to cut that off.
Think about Dr. Renee Richards. You know, one of the first transgender athletes. I think if I remember right, she was a tennis player or something. This was back in the 70s.
Huh.
Either tennis or golf, one of the two. I can't remember exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me. Both of those are highly... gay, you know, like women golfers and women tennis players are kind of known for being gay, right?
Oh, yeah. They're known for being rather butch, you know, part of the strap-on society. It used to be, you know, the old joke for the LPGA stood for Lesbian Pro Golf Association.
Right. Nope. Comedian, what's his W? I don't know.
Ellen DeGeneres is a lesbian.
Yeah.
Trying to think. And of course, her partner is very hot, Portia de la Rossi.
Yeah.
Yeah, very hot.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so. Oops, no, I don't want all that on there. There, live now, call in and rant. How's that? I'm going to let some people know that we're on the air. Call in.
Okay.
And tell us what you think. All right, we'll see if this generates a call. Matt, again, number is 646-200-4079. On the air now. Let's see what this does for us. Yeah, wow, what a week. I'm working some long hours, Dave.
Yeah, like what, 10, 12-hour day shifts?
Yeah, 10-hour shifts, right, exactly.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Yep. It's a burnout. My alarm goes off at 3:30 in the morning. It's too early for this cat.
Yeah, if I'm getting up that early, it's because I have to get up and go to the bathroom.
Yeah, certainly. But you got to go back to sleep after.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, something else. Yeah, I thought a couple things to be doing this weekend. You know, watching all the fun from Talladega. We got the 200-mile-an-hour demolition derby there Sunday. And then I'm going to finally get around to getting a new cell phone, seeing as I've had the same one for over 5 years.
Right. We were flipping shit about that last week.
Yeah. No, not last week. Week before, yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's what I meant, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to think what else. We got... trying to think what else we got going on around here. Oh, I'm scheduled.
I have no idea.
I'm scheduled for an appointment with Mary Maids. Get a custom cleaning of my apartment before I even think about getting another cat.
Right.
And, you know, once that's taken care of, I'm going to, you know, there's a few places I might check with for kittens and stuff.
You going to start with a kitten or are you going to...
I always try to start with a kitten, you know, that way, you know, you can quickly bond with them and stuff.
Right.
Sometimes a full-grown cat takes a little longer to bond.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking through the news here, and there's just so much of it, man. So much of it.
Oh, yeah, all the shit from Crackmore?
Yes. Yeah. So here's, I'll read you about Freddie Gray. Is that his name? Reese, yeah. I saw this one footage where there's a challenge for this guy, and what you do is you put an American flag out and you stomp all over it. That's the new challenge out in this guy's name. I believe he's also the one that... that the whole Baltimore thing is all about. It sucks.
Yeah, it sounds really more like sucks. Somebody's asking for a curb stomping.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, just think about American History X.
Mm-hmm.
The curb stomping scene from that.
Right. Yep. All right, so reports are surfacing about Freddie Gray's past medical history. Sources revealed that Mr. Gray had been in a car accident recently and suffered back injuries. Those injuries were bad enough that he required surgery on his spinal column. There was a settlement from Allstate Insurance paying Mr. Gray a structured settlement. Mr. Gray had gone to court to have this settlement converted to a lump sum payment through Peachtree Financial, according to the court records, from the Circuit Court of Howard County, Maryland. This all took place earlier in the month of April. Mr. Gray should have been home recovering from his back injuries, not out manufacturing and distributing drugs. This is why he was arrested in the first place. The Baltimore police
gotta
also...
make some money on the side somehow.
That's right. Niggas gotta eat.
Gotta make some tax-free money on the side.
That's right. That's right. The Baltimore police also stated that Mr. Gray was not buckled into a seatbelt in the vehicle used to transport him. That, in addition to not receiving immediate medical care and his spinal injury, could have been contributing factors in the incident. I don't condone aggressive force. I don't know who the author is. I don't condone excessive force from the police, and I look forward to a complete and factual investigation as to what happened to Mr. Gray while in police custody. His death is not acceptable at the hands of the police. Well, of course not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bad cop, no donut.
Right? Bad cop, no donut.
Yeah. You've seen the decal that says that, haven't you, Todd?
Uh-uh.
Oh, yeah.
I have not.
There's a company called Stick 'Em Up that makes all sorts of decals. And that's one of their decals they make.
Bad cop, no donut?
That's one of their humor decals.
Mm-hmm.
Bad cop, no donut, yeah.
Yeah. Here's another story here. Let's see. Yeah. I want to be able to pull up some good stuff here on Facebook. and play the audio clips. How's that sound?
Oh, nice. Portland Trailblazers have a lead. Have the lead once again.
Cool. See, you've got the game on right now, right?
Yeah.
That's great, Dave. Because remember, you used to want to TiVo it or turn it off or whatever during the show. Fuck that shit. Give us the specs every once in a while. Let's not turn this into
I'll
play-by-play commentary. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah, I have the TV on, but I'm going to keep the stereo off because I don't know if it's feedback. It would just be the speakers.
Yeah, it would be horrible. We don't need to hear that in the background. Did you see the footage of that mom beating the shit out of her kid that was rioting?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. That was good. Good cop. Need donut in the form of mother. Yep. Oh. Boy, oh boy. Exhausted. Hold on a second. I need to scoot this laptop closer.
Oh, man.
I just did not have time. My car took a shit on me on the way home today, and so I wasn't really able to prepare for the show so much. So
the memory card on your computer?
What? Memory card?
No, that's not what I was thinking.
No, what was going on with my motor was that there was a, there's a collar that sticks out the top of your thermostat on your engine.
Yeah.
And it's the thing that the big hose coming out of the top of the radiator goes into in the top of your engine. Well, there's a pinhole on that, and my car overheated on
the
way home.
Yeah, the intake manifold, yeah.
Right. My car overheated on the way home and thought, I thought I was going to be in big trouble. And, of course, at the time, I couldn't see the pinhole because, there was so much pressure and so much steam flying out of it that, I couldn't see where it was coming from. And it was scary because it seemed like it was behind my water pump, which I have already replaced in this car. So, I don't know if it's notorious for Durangos, but I know that I had to replace it twice. I wore through one, and I remember right after I bought it, one went out. So two water pumps. And so I thought it was just going to go out again, and it didn't. It was just a pinhole.
Well, I was thinking if it was a Ford you were driving, would have that water pump would have gone out on you twice as often.
Right? Is that what happens with Fords? Their water pumps go out?
I don't know. Just any Ford that's been in my family has been nothing but problems. Of course, the last Ford that we had was like about, we had in the family was like about 45 years ago, 44, 45 years ago. And we had a 67 Ford Squire wagon with a towing package and it had the 390 cubic inch Thunderbird engine, and when you took the car out on the road for any long road trip, anytime you had to stop putting gas, you'd have to put in a quart of oil because it would throw a quart of oil on those long road trips. Between
Phillips. Quite a bit. That's quite a bit. Was it a leak or it burned through it?
Might have been burning just through it. The car was a piece of crap. It was garbage. It's like, Of course, as usual, my dad was the one that picked out the car, and my mom was just, oh, God, you got to be kidding me.
I always remember your mom driving the Volvo.
Yeah, and before that, you remember her green Dodge Aspen. You remember that, don't you?
Mm-mm. No. I remember driving Shane's dad's Rascal through your garage door.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's fucking so weird. It was one of those things where I got confused between forward and reverse, and I thought that forward was actually reverse or braking, and so I slammed it on forward right through your garage door.
Only a small part of that garage door actually broke.
Why would you let a perfectly good exaggeration die like that, Dave?
Well, I can think of worse things.
All right, hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not hearing it. I'm trying to get the audio going on this clip from the mayor. Here we go. All right, let's see. Can you hear me?
Dave? Yeah, I can hear you, yeah.
All right, hold on a second. Let me see about getting this. Don't mind the mic noise here. It's just going to be a quick second. You're going to hear some rubbing on the mic as I get this alternate sound source with my ghetto studio.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, Todd. Memphis is ahead of the Trailblazers by a point with about 2 minutes left in the third quarter.
This is the mayor of Baltimore making her statement and then lying about making the statement. It's two separate clips, but check it out.
Okay.
Hold on. Here we go. Can't hear it.
I can't hear anything.
All right, hold on a second.
Wished to destroy.
Okay, whoa. Wait, I gotta start over. Damn it. Here we go.
While we try to make sure that they were protected from the cars and the other, you know, things that were going on, we also gave those who wished to destroy space to do that as well. And we worked very hard to keep that balance. I never...
Okay. You heard her say it with your own ears. And
yeah, gave them things to destroy.
Give them space to do that if they wanted to do it, right?
I can think of a few things I like to destroy.
Space to destroy our city, so my words should not be twisted.
Did you hear that? Okay, I'll play it again. I'll play the full clip, and then the clip of her denying it. Here, check this out. Listen carefully. Here's the original clip.
Try to make sure that they were protected from the cars and the other, you know, things that were going on. We also gave those who wished to destroy space to do that as well. And we worked very hard to keep that balance.
And here's the new clip.
Nor would I ever say that we are giving people space to destroy our city. So my words should not be twisted.
What do you think, Dave?
This type of writing reminds me of soccer riots.
Yeah. No, I mean about her sudden reversal on her statement.
Talk about being two-faced.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I did not and would not say that. So don't twist my words.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if I want to destroy anything, it's going to be Bon Jovi and Nickelback CDs.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is worse, Bon Jovi or Nickelback? Are you hearing that static?
No, I'm not getting any static here.
Okay. I was hearing like some clicking and popping.
Oh, I heard a little bit of popping, you know. But
no, right now. Are you hearing it right now? Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, you tapping in on your computer or something?
I'm not doing shit. Probably just Skype.
Okay.
I'm using Skype to record tonight. So.
Yeah, I'll like to say, hey, let's just blame it on George W. Bush and the puppet master Dick Cheney.
Right. Fuck! All right, hold on a second. Let's see if I can fix this. This is going to be highly irritating. It's going to go on like this. So did it make any difference when I muted it and then unmuted it?
I didn't really notice anything.
All right, I'll mute it here then. Oh, it kind of went away.
Yeah.
It's nice when it goes away like that.
It's
back.
Irritating.
Totally irritating. Man,
almost
I can't,
as irritating
I can't
as Pat Robertson.
Pat Robertson is highly irritating. That's a hard one to beat. Well. All right. So, apparently, no one's calling in. Awesome. Everyone's asleep. They're ignoring
the
shit.
We're watching the Trailblazer game.
Yeah, Trailblazers are kind of like limited to people that live in Portland.
Exactly. Well, the game is being nationally televised on TNT.
Right, but my point is most people don't give a fuck about the Trailblazers.
Mm-hmm. And the third quarter just wrapped up.
Yeah?
And the Blazers are down by a basket.
Huh. Okay. Call the number. All right. People are asking, how do they listen? Well, you call the number. That's what you do. You call the number. That's all you got to do. If you want to hear the live show, dial 646-200-4079. Or you can just, Jesus, I've provided links everywhere. So.
No shit.
Yep. That goes out to Facebook user with the initials ES. Yeah, that's right. See, I like this. I like using Facebook better during the show than the stupid chat room. The stupid chat room's been dead. It's been dead this whole year. No one's in there. You know, what good is it? No one's going to use it. Right, exactly. We can trade files on Skype and on Facebook. We're cool. Dig it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fuck! You hear that?
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah, so, man, I don't know what's going to happen with all this race stuff. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of static. It's just puttering and puttering. I wonder if it's... I'm going to mute you real quick. See if it's you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was you, Dave. Why don't you hang up and call right back? Yeah. Hang up and call right back. Yep, all right. So he's going to hang up. He had a bad connection. Dave, of course, uses his cell phone to call into the show. All you others out there, go ahead. Yep, call 646-200-4079. Let's talk about Baltimore and what's going on there. Let's talk about what's going on with race relations in America, what it means to be black, what it means to be white, what it means to be a fucking violent killer on both sides. Talk about that in a minute. All right, Dave's going to call back here 80 seconds, and we'll go from there. Yeah, so I've been kind of out of the loop lately. I do appreciate all the fans of the show that have been contacting me privately during the last couple of weeks and all of my well wishes as I was sick, but it's good to be back. Okay, so Dave, are you back now?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right, no static. All right, that's all good. Okay, so, all right, so we got some people going into the switchboard there. So if you've called in and you're listening via phone and you want to talk on the air, just press 1 and you can come on the air. It'll indicate on my screen that you want to talk on the air, and I'll let you in, of course. Just dial the number 1. Hold on, my laptop. So, yeah, one of my favorite pages over there on Facebook is Uncle Sam's Misguided Children, which is an acronym for, it's kind of a playoff of the acronym for the USMC, which of course is the Marine Corps. But yeah, I get a lot of my,
you John Wayne, is this Mike?
That's a good one, Dave. All right.
Possibly my all time favorite movie.
Which one is your all time? What is it?
Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, yeah. Right, that was, what's his name, acting like John Wayne.
Well, I was Matthew Modine's private Joker character.
Right, right, exactly.
Huh? Yeah, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. If there's a movie character that I most identify with, it's got to be Private Joker.
Right.
Either that or Slater from Dazed and Confused.
Right, yeah. What's going on here now? That's my favorite thing to say during the show is, what the fuck's going on? Because I rarely
know. No, I thought it was face.
Face? Do I say that a lot on the air?
Yeah.
I say face?
Actually, no, not that much, but Poppy already likes saying face a lot.
I love saying face.
Yeah.
First jumped to not Freddie Gray, not the first to be injured in a Baltimore police van. Oh well. I don't give a shit, frankly. I don't really give that much of a shit about police brutality. I really don't. It's going to happen, you know. Don't talk shit to the cops.
Exactly.
Don't run from the cops.
Without a doubt.
Don't act like a fucking hippie or a fucking thug. At least if you act like a hippie, you're looking at zip ties and pepper spray. Maybe an elbow to the face. You know, they're not going to shoot you.
It's like the old Andrew Dice Clay routine. If you don't want cops, you don't dial 911. You call fucking Dunkin' Donuts.
Actually, here's the reality of it is that we got a new generation out there. There's a lot of fat fuck cops, no doubt about it. But you know, there's a whole hell of a lot of pretty badass cops out there too. You know, physically fit. You know, MMA skills.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Right.
In fact, I just remembered something else I turned Garden Home on to.
What's that?
The Dice Man. Oh!
Did you?
Yeah! It was
after
I started working with Chuck. Got off work. Come home from work one night. Wanted to find something on TV, so I see that HBO has Andrew Dice Clay, The Dice Man Cometh. So I go turn it on, and I see I recognize this guy from a couple of movies on the TV show Crime Story. But as soon as he starts going, Little Miss Muppet sat on her tuffet, eating her curds and whey. Along came a spotty, sat down beside him and said, hey, what's in the bowl, bitch? Ow!
Yeah.
I was laughing so hard, the next time it was on, I videotaped it, and safe to say that videotape made the rounds, if you remember right.
Yep, it certainly did.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah, and I wore out my cassette tape copy of that album. You know, luckily I've got it on CD now.
Right.
Yeah, Little Boy Blue, he needed the money.
You know that his kids are musicians, or his kid is. Pretty good,
well,
too.
Well, actually, his Dice Man's actually a musician as well.
Yeah, like what kind of musician?
I can't remember what instrument he played, but on one of his songs, on one of his CDs, he's got a couple songs he actually sings at the end, and I think, Dice, stick to your stand-up comedy, okay?
Oh, is he a horrible singer?
Almost as bad as me.
I can't believe that she said that and then denied saying it. The mayor. Wow. Think about this. Think about if you were a business owner there and your business got looted.
Oh yeah.
And then the mayor said that. You think that's a slam dunk? Cash grab there for the business owner?
Oh, yeah, I'd say so. You know, that business owner has every right to sue the mayor.
Totally. You know what would really suck is to be like a work boot business owner in Baltimore right now, because you know they didn't fuck with your shop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there, not a single work boot was stolen in Baltimore. All right, we need some callers in here. Dave, you're not getting my racist jokes. That's it's
yeah.
You're not laughing about them, so it's making that dead air seem really stupid, and I got to laugh
at my
own jokes.
I've also got the Trailblazer game on as well. I'm watching that
right
while talking to you on the phone.
Yeah.
But, what else going on? I'm trying to think of anything else going on around here.
Did you see the footage of the rioters chasing the cops and throwing rocks at their cars and stuff?
No, that I didn't see. I might check it out later tonight on the local news or see if they have it on Nightline or something. No, wait, on Nightline, that comes on after Jimmy Kimmel. I don't feel like staying up till 2 in the morning or whatever.
No. You can find it all over the internet, man. YouTube. You don't need to go any farther than YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't you get it, man? You don't let the news feed you the you don't let the news feed you the news. You go seek it out yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Da, darn tootin'.
I wanted to find out that one chick's name that started that whole dancing on the flag thing. I hate that too. I hate that when people desecrate the U.S. flag, especially when Americans do it. Yeah. Yep. You're not even supposed to wear it as clothes or use it as, you know, anything. It's supposed to only be a flag and that's it. But, you know, of course my favorite ball cap has a flag right in front of it. You know, let me check switchboard, see if anyone's calling in. I think it's going to be another dead night. Do you think it's a time slot? What's the deal, Dave?
Heck if I know.
Yeah, it's just only been friends and regular fans that have called in. I mean, don't even see Mary in here tonight or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's
August.
Wednesday night. Well, fuck August, man. He isn't going to show up this year. Yeah, he's got...
He's boycotting the show?
No, he doesn't get home until 9:30. He doesn't get home till 9:30 our time.
Okay.
So that'll only be the last half hour of the show. I'm sure he listens. You know, everyone say hi to August. I'm sure that he listens. He'll be listening tomorrow morning, like with all the other listeners. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck Baltimore. If you're white, just move out. Get the fuck out of there. What are you staying in Baltimore for anyways? Let them have it. Here's what everyone ought to do. With the riots and all that. If you're white or if you're black and against us, get the fuck out. And then we won't let any thugs out. And then we'll have like our own little zoo. How long do you think that city would last? What do you think the homicide rate would be like there?
Oh, wow. I just think about it, you know, they probably would do nothing until somebody from the Baltimore Ravens, if he got murdered, well, then somebody, police would have to come in. From either the Baltimore Ravens or the Orioles.
Baltimore. And you said it was Geraldo?
Yeah, I think it was Geraldo Rivera.
Was it like a fail video? Someone put him in his place or something, you said?
I think so. Hold on a second.
Yeah, it says right here, Geraldo almost comes to blows. He keeps telling them to stop blocking his camera view. All right, I'm going to play that clip here in a second. These clips are unpreviewed, so sorry if I'm boring you with them or whatever, but let's check this one out here. Oh, shit. And it's, of course, Hannity. Oh, that's what it was. He was on Hannity.
Where I am standing right now, as the deadline has come. The deadline has come. And now we will see if the people clear.
There's a heavyset black woman behind Geraldo. Saying, we're hurt, Ronaldo, we're hurt.
Mm-hmm. I'll start it over.
Police officers have, in fact, been injured. We go right to the ground tonight in Baltimore with the very latest. Our own Geraldo Rivera is there. Geraldo.
We are grown ass.
Hey, Sean, it's a very excited crowd where I am standing right now as the deadline has come. The deadline has come. And now we will see if the people clear. I'm with the state Senate majority.
Oh, that was so irritating.
Stop blocking my camera. You're making a fool of yourself. Calm down.
Wait a minute.
Sean, I'm with the state Senate majority leader.
You can't even see Geraldo at this point.
We can get her away from these vandals here. Senator, I'm sorry.
But we want.
Turn around, Senator. We're live now.
But we need.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
We want the media to move back. Okay.
Oh, my God. That's that same fat chick that keeps following him around. He's just yelling. She's just yelling in his ear, clapping her hands with each one of her syllables right in Geraldo's face. That would be so annoying. I don't like Fox.
Play that soundbite again. I swear she sounds like a high-pitched Eric from the Howard Stern Show.
Right? It's only half over. We're not going to rewind, but here, catch the other bit of it here.
Because people want to, they want to.
It seems like they want trouble.
No, they don't want trouble. They
making money off of black pain.
So tell me what where do we go tonight, state senator?
Stop making money off of black pain, Ronaldo. Like, that's funny as fuck, don't you, Dave?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Black people are hurt. We're hurt. Stop making money off of us, Ronaldo.
Geraldo? Yeah.
That's what she keeps calling him, is Ronaldo.
Boy, somebody's clueless.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so one guy stepped in front of his camera and Geraldo like tapped him on the shoulder and the dude like turned around, got into Geraldo's face. Wow. Yeah, it's brutal, man. That's nothing though. Oh Jesus. I don't even want to hear what President Obama has to say about this. No, not a chance. See Baltimore residents react to riots. Man, they just thrashed that place.
Yeah.
Martial law enacted. City on fire. Yeah. Of course, the woman that beats her son about it. Yeah, well, you know, it's going to get worse before it gets better because the killings aren't going to stop. Right, they're not going to all of a sudden get a free ticket. You see what kind of people these angry mobs are. It's not going to help.
Yeah.
It's not going to help race relations or relations with the law enforcement. You hear that, Ronaldo? You're not helping race relations with your coverage, Ronaldo.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. All right, Dave, what's going on? You're not talking.
I'm just checking here on Facebook here real quick. I got the Trailblazer game on, and today would have been Dale Earnhardt's 64th birthday.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. Huh. Yeah, 64th, that seems like that's young, doesn't it?
He was 49 when he died, Black Sunday, as I call it. 2001, the other dark day.
Yeah. Oh, shit, there's a meme of Michael Jackson saying, yelling at Baltimore, "That's why I turned white," he says. All right, well, Bruce Jenner, it's a great interview. I suppose that I'm looking forward to more. This is supposed to be his last interview as a man. And then,
okay, it looks like he'll no longer pee standing up.
No, huh? He will pee sitting down once that happens. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's some brutal shit. And so, on goes life, right, Dave?
Yeah. Yeah, yep. That reminds me of a classic line that you, a classic bit of yours, Todd.
What's that?
You remember the Warren video, you know, where the down boys go? You remember
pee like a man.
Wearing that, yeah, wearing the shirt that said pee like a man.
Pee like a man.
Yeah. Yeah, Bruce Jenner won't be able to wear that shirt anymore.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not. Wow. All right, then. Yeah. Click here and check it out. What's this? What's going on? Okay, there's a lot going on Facebook. You're right. Okay, whatever. All right, man, let's call it a night. Next week, we'll have more updates on what's going on. I will have prepped a better show, done a little more marketing. We'll get some people with some opinions in. I'll try that a little bit better. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, tonight was kind of a bomb. I think we're the only two on.
What do you mean we're the only two on? Who else would be on?
The only two talking on the show.
Who else would be on?
Oh, I don't know.
It's our show, Dave.
Yeah.
You think tonight was a bomb?
Well, it just didn't seem to be working as well. You know,
well,
as far as the
like,
humor goes.
What do you mean? Oh, do you want to do some funny stuff?
Yeah, you know, we could try something funny.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to think of something off.
Now that's funny.
Crack me up.
That's good. No, it's not a funny night tonight, man. It wasn't funny last show either. It's been serious. You know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, the fact that I don't have any Kron with me is another reason why it's
stuck
tonight.
Oh yeah. Totally. Yep. Yeah. Well, we'll figure
it
out.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure I have some for Sunday.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe you'll have a little leftover for Wednesday. I don't know.
Yeah.
What's this here now? Oh, I don't even fucking care. I'm going to bed. All right, you guys. America, take care. Fucking fight back against shit, this whole stuff like what's going on in Baltimore. Do not cave. And listen, the pussies in America are sandwiched between killers. That's all there is to it. You've got your violent criminals, and you've got your brother's keepers, both of which are killers. Cops are killers. Some of them are good killers. Some of them are bad killers. And all the pussies are in the middle. So if you're going to be a puss and not do killing, then just either duck or gal away or whatever, because it's getting to the point to where the violence is not going away. It's definitely mob-related, and I don't mean mobster. I just mean large groups of people are fucking violent. It's not just Middle Easterns and their extremist Islam.
Durka.
It's right here in America. It's Americans. Those people tearing apart Baltimore are full-blooded Americans, born here. That's America. Yep. Lots of fun. Yay. Okay. All right, Dave.
Yippee skippy.
I'm out of here.
Well, catch you on flip side.
Yep. For all of you that didn't call in tonight, fuck you. iTunes listeners tomorrow, sorry about another boring show. Be a little more prepared next week. All right. Go eat shit and die in a fire in Baltimore.
Yeah, catch you on the flip side. And later.